Welcome to ONTAP Daily for August 7th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. The lead story today is one that every e-commerce advertiser needs to hear, and it comes with a hard deadline. Google has confirmed that from September the 1st, eligible search campaigns using automatically created assets will be automatically upgraded to AI Max. Dynamic search ads are on the same path, with a full sunset pushed to February 2027. This is not optional. If your campaigns qualify, the migration happens whether you're ready or not. What does AI Max actually change? Three things. First, search term matching expands beyond your keyword list using Google's AI to match your ads to queries you haven't explicitly targeted. Second, text customization allows Google's AI to rewrite your ad headlines and descriptions in real time. Third, final URL expansion lets Google choose which landing page to send shoppers to. Each of these can be individually turned off after migration, but the defaults are all on. If you're not paying attention, your campaign behavior is going to change fundamentally on September the 1st, and less than 90 days before Black Friday. The timing could not be worse for discovering unexpected changes in campaign performance. The immediate action here is straightforward. Audit your conversion tracking because AI Max optimizes on your conversion data. If you're still running browser-only tracking without server-side implementation, your AI Max campaigns will be optimizing against incomplete data. Review which of your campaigns will be affected, strengthen your negative keyword lists, and consider running AI Max on a limited test budget now so you understand the behavior before it's forced on your entire account. Shifting to the customer experience side of things, this week has seen a wave of AI shopping agent deployments that are worth stepping back to appreciate as a pattern. Dunelm launched Ask Dunelm, an AI-powered shopping assistant built with Google Cloud, now live in its iOS app. Customers can search for products using natural language and receive tailored advice. Morrisons rolled out EverCheck AI-powered self-checkout technology across 200 stores. And Kohl's deployed a Gemini-powered shopping assistant specifically timed for back-to-school season. What makes these deployments significant isn't the technology itself, it's the operational confidence behind them. These aren't pilots or betas, yearly in their production deployments, timed to commercial events, built on partnerships with major cloud providers, and rolled out at scale. When a home furnishings retailer like Dunelm puts AI at the center of product discovery and a grocery chain like Morrisons deploys AI checkout across hundreds of stores, the customer experience bar has moved for everyone in those categories. In marketplace news, Etsy announced it's cutting roughly 12% of its workforce, about 220 people. CEO Kruti Patel Goyal explicitly said neither cost cuts nor AI drove the decision, but she also said something telling. AI is changing how all of us work, and it will continue to change how we build products and solve problems. Etsy is restructuring to create flatter, faster teams while simultaneously investing in its ChatGPT shopping integration. The marketplace reported year-on-year Q2 revenue growth of over 6%, but swung to a net loss of nearly $47 million. It's a reminder that restructuring for an AI-augmented operating model isn't painless, even for companies that are genuinely growing. On the Google Ads front, beyond AI Max, search engine Land published a piece on DLN's annotations for shopping ads, a new experimental feature that adds urgency badges to eligible shopping ads showing when a deal expires. It's a small but commercially interesting feature for e-commerce advertisers running promotional campaigns. Meanwhile, a separate piece argues that the demand capture trap is making search more expensive, with the core insight being that search can only capture existing demand and merchants who don't invest in demand creation through channels like YouTube will find their search CPAs rising over time. That's an important strategic point as AI Max expands search term matching, so you need to be creating demand, not just capturing it. Digital Commerce 360 published an analysis of how Shopify is approaching agentic AI, referencing President Harley Finkelstein's comments on the Q2 earnings call that Shopify and its ecosystem are, quote, well-suited to this agentic era. We covered Shopify's WebMCP deployment yesterday, and this broader analysis reinforces that Shopify is positioning AI agent accessibility as core platform infrastructure, not an optional add-on. In payments news, Fiserv flagged a revenue drop in its Clover Merchant Services unit with a slowdown in hardware sales negatively impacting results. And Block, the parent company of Cash App and Square, said it's focused on customer adoption of its AI tools before deciding how to monetize them. CEO Jack Dorsey's stance that adoption comes before monetization is worth noting. It suggests that even major payment platforms are still figuring out the AI business model. Home Depot reshuffled its leadership to accelerate tech innovation, consolidating tech teams under a new executive vice president and CTO. When the largest home improvement retailer reorganizes its entire technology leadership structure, it's a signal about how seriously major retailers are taking tech-driven transformation. The thread connecting today's stories is the gap between preparation and deployment. Google is forcing AI Max on advertisers in September, whether they're ready or not. Dunell, Morrisons, and Kohl's are already deploying AI shopping agents in production. Etsy is restructuring its entire organization to operate in an AI-augmented world. The merchants who will thrive in this environment aren't necessarily the ones with the best AI technology. They're the ones who are operationally ready when the changes arrive. Whether that's auditing your conversion tracking before September, evaluating AI for your product discovery experience, or restructuring your teams to work effectively alongside AI, the common requirement is preparation. The technology is here. The question is whether your operations are ready for it. That's your OnTap Daily for August 7th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.